What do you anticipate? Is it hard to say an amount of this investment so far since the project is underway?
It's hard to say at this stage, but I think what we're trying to do is set an example where we can make an investment in the community, in this case in the Phoenix Brewery project with Sinatra and Company, where there's a pre-designed profit sharing with the Children of Buffalo. So as we succeed, there's an automatic profit sharing with the students, and I think that's a great way to demonstrate that we are not just investing in Buffalo, but also giving back to the community in something that is very important.
You talk a little bit in the press release about the chance and effort, the critical kind of position that we're in to help these students, and obviously to help the economy and live and work here someday, hopefully, that they are our future.
For sure. I mean, I think the wonderful thing about Say Yes that got me attracted in the first place is that you start by helping a child achieve affordable education, and that college is not something that is off the table, but is something that they can actually achieve. And from that come terrific benefits, where you create great incentives for people to want to live and work in the city of Buffalo. And from there, you have a better improved skills in the labor force. You have people moving back, which helps your property tax base, which helps the local economy and the demand for services. And I think it's also important that parents who are interested in sending their kids to college are also going to seek to improve those cities, the services that the city provides. And that's a virtuous cycle where, you know, we'd like to see the school system improve. We're already seeing some great results, but it's really starting by helping a child and rolling that into an economic development program.
And certainly the concern perhaps as a stakeholder for the future of what we see in education and what's happening to our community, as we see on one side a great economic renaissance, we're watching more and more schools fail.
From a Say Yes perspective, what we're not trying to say that we can fix every problem with the school system, but we are saying is that, you know, if you give a child the ability to hope and dream, that college is a reasonable expectation, that's a great incentive. And we're already seeing that in the early results for college enrollment and for the graduation rates. And people who want to go to college, parents who want their children to go to college, are going to demand those better services. And ultimately, that's how we drive change, is that people want things to improve, and the schools and the community are certainly firmly behind this effort.
The loft apartments are going up in a historic site of a renovation project?
Correct. It's the Phoenix Brewery building downtown, right on the edge of the medical campus. And I think the medical campus is a wonderful tool for the city to consolidate all of its fantastic healthcare facilities. But as you put that facility in place, you're going to need all sorts of services, whether it's retail, whether it's housing. So the Phoenix project is designed to really provide needed housing in the area, where people are going to live and work in the city of Buffalo. And these apartments that Sinatra and Company have put together are going to be fantastic units, and something that really hasn't been put in that place at any time before.